Hello, it's Father Jim. Last week and the week before, I was beginning to look at the 12th step program, which for me is a mighty spiritual program for health of living. I mean, we're all sick in some ways, but the foundation of this program was given to me through my alcoholic friends who helped me handle my background of having an alcoholic father. And I've been often asked to share the spiritual side of these steps, sometimes a whole weekend devoted to one of the 12 steps. And I was explaining what the first three steps are about conversion, admitting we're powerless over alcohol or drugs, whatever it may be, sex. Alone it's impossible, so one has to go to the meetings to get this support. And then second step, look for a higher power. Came to believe in a higher power who would help remove us from these difficulties. And then thirdly, hand over my life to this higher power. That's what conversion is about. Step four and five taught me an awful lot about reconciliation, the sacrament of reconciliation. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, and then admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Well, friends used to come to me, maybe five sessions of an hour each, where the friend had written out the most moving, honest, accurate way how they saw their moral shortcomings and their history of pain. I was so moved because there was nothing kinky about it. Maudlin, nothing maudlin, nothing sort of introspective. Simple, honest, frank statements of truth. And they read this and shared this with me. It was a moral inventory you wouldn't normally hear in confessionals, well, partly because it would take too much time, but there was something about it that was so healthy, so redeeming, so trusting in God, that within this context they received the Lord's forgiveness. And I was deeply touched, greatly improved by being allowed access to this humility and honesty. And then humbly asked God to remove the shortcomings. Sometimes we can rather like our shortcomings. I think St. Augustine was saying, Lord, give me chastity, but not yet. You know, we like to say, well, I'd like to keep on to some, a few of these things. But I have found this heroic abandonment in some of my friends, where they would love to be relieved of this guilt, this pain, this history that has hurt them so much. So that was the sixth step, entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. And then humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Now that's a life's program. That's a life's program. And so I have seen people grow and grow in depth and wisdom and trust in the higher power. Very humbling for me. Then I made a list of all persons I'd harmed and became willing to make amends to them, and made direct amends to such people where possible, except where to do so would injure them or others. I mean, such perception of how much damage they may have done in their relationships with people over the years, sometimes over many years. Now, there are some things where we can go back and mend some of the damage. But it requires great perception to look back and think, well, perhaps that might do more harm than good. Things have moved on. Perhaps the pains have been healed, and if I go back and start reminding everyone of the wounds again. And that requires great perception. When one can undo some damage, and where you may have to say, well, perhaps I must leave somebody else in their person's life to repair the damage, because we've moved on. And that requires great perception. And then continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Oh, what humility, what openness for learning, what poverty of spirit. 11th step, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. So many of them spend so long in meditation, and this is where, you know, we can be of help. Or where they can be of help to me too. I've been so impressed by the depth and integrity of their relationships with the higher power. And finally, the last step is a missionary step. Do to others what's been done to you. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of those steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and practice these principles in all our affairs. So there's always an awareness there are others out there who as yet haven't received the grace of the first step. And the ministry to the suffering alcoholic is very impressive in the church too. You know, the gifts we've received, we also need to be on the lookout for those who've fallen by the wayside, for those who are living in darkness, that they might see a great light, for those who are unwanted, discarded people. Because I was once lost, and now I'm found. So I must have a special love for the lost, so that they may be found too. Amen.